T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the line now with us, LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron. Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
What do you say, guys?
All right. Coach, I don't know if you can give us any more information than what we learned this afternoon, the situation at the University of Florida, where they've shut down football operations. And, Ed, you would think by tomorrow you probably get an answer one way or another.
I'm sure. You know, the director told me before practice, we had a great practice today. We plan on playing until they tell us any different.
Now, you know, Coach O, when I look at it, I think you take the approach that can you win in the trenches, both offensive, defensive line, and we ought to be able to run the football in that goal line sequence. Listen, we're the LSU Tigers. We should be able to score from the 1 yard line. Now, I know you're old school like me, and I to me, this still aggravates the crap out of me. That why are you going to go 5 yards back, that being in the shotgun, to go half a yard or 1 yard forward?
Yeah.
Why don't teams, because you see some teams that they'll have the quarterbacks under center, whether you're doing a quarterback sneak or whatever.
Right.
But I hate being in the shotgun when you're in the 1 yard line, then you're going backwards to go forwards, whether it's four down the middle of the field also.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that after the game, Bobby. Again, we should have had the bush push it, and we should have called it. I think we should have called it four times, and I think we should have ran it. But you know what? Hindsight's 20/20, and you know, if we'd have cut the three technique off twice, we'd have got inside to score. So we had a chance to score. We didn't execute.
Now, you know, Coach, when I look at and this is mind boggling because I don't know, as efficient as the offense was and the amount of points you scored. And you scored enough points to win, obviously, but you went 0-for-10 on third down and only 49 yards rushing. To me, that was puzzling considering the Missouri Tigers and who you were going against.
You know, first of all, very disappointing in the third down. We got to call better schemes. We got to execute better. We got to protect the quarterback, but we can't get in third and 15 and third and 10 plus. We're getting behind a little bit on first down, throwing some incompletes, and then a second and 10. And before you know it, it's third and 10. So we got to be able to run the football better on first and second down. I think that alleviates some of the problems.
Coach, one of the guys, man, he has played big. Terrace Marshall, my goodness. You saw Missouri. They had the bracket coverage on him. They were trying to pass off. And he how frustrating, you know, if you're a defensive coach, and I know they're going to throw it to him, but I still can't stop it. I mean, it's unbelievable that he's averaging over 20 yards a catch at this stage. Man, he has been superb early on this season.
So proud of him, you know, when he fights through enters. And, you know, Bobby and I played with his uncle, Joe Delaney, and Joe was like that too, man. Joe was unstoppable. And Terrence is feeling it, and Terrence has worked hard. He's in great shape. I'm glad he's a Tiger.
Now, you know, Coach O, when you look at it, and obviously always say this, to even have a chance, you got to freaking know what you're doing all the time, not some of the time. So you can't have some players playing man, some guys playing zone, and then obviously you can never miss tackles. I mean, that's one thing. I don't know. You socially distance. How can you play football and socially distance? You got to freaking tackle. I mean, so that I don't understand. But when you – the concepts, that has to be frustrating to you. And Coach Pelini, we got to get that right. Where, listen, I don't know what we're doing, simplify things, whatever, but you can't have guys running free like 8-10 yards open, whatever. I don't care if you're playing man or zone.
Ridiculous. and it's something we got to change, and it's up to me as the head coach to fix it. I stepped in. I said, simplify everything. Let's make sure that when we're playing a certain coverage and we have some checks, that everybody gets the checks. We single it out there, and everybody's on the same page. If we can't get it, we're not going to run it.
Coach, one of the things, if you play Florida Saturday or not, but you eventually got to play them, is having to go up against Kyle Pitts. And, somebody asked me, okay, give me a comparison. And, man, I know I'm getting old in this, doing this, because my comparison is Tony Gonzalez.
Well, that means you got to double team Tony Gonzalez.
Either that or you better stick your best guy on him to cover him. That to me, he is sort of the freak of nature, that you don't see a guy that big that can run that fast, that's got that type of length. And then how do you match up against it? Because I saw the first games they played against in Florida. Ain't nobody had a remedy to slow him down, much less stop him.
That's right. Well, I guarantee you this, the number 84 jerseys has been worn all over the field this week, and we put him in different positions. I can promise you that. We know where he's at every down. We do have a couple of plans, some plans for him. I think a better plan than we had last year. Last year, we were in single coverage with him all the time, and he burnt us. So he's going to make some plays, but we're going to have to stop him from making all those catches and all those touchdowns he's been making.
Now, Coach O, I think overall, just looking from an outsider and just being objective, I thought Miles Brennan is playing winning football. He's getting it done considering the amount of points we're scoring. And obviously I talked about the offense being better on third down. But to me, we have the right quarterback in Miles Brennan. It's all about rallying around him and having a complete game as a team.
I believe that. You know, we got to get the run game better. We got to get our protection better. You know, a big question was, can Miles take a hit? He took a hit right there on the goal line and really shouldn't have went back in the game. And then he was struggling at halftime just like you would have, Bobby. He went out there and competed. He's getting better every day. The first game, he was stepping out the pocket to his right way too fast. We thought him to step up in the pocket. We showed him some Drew Brees film, pocket awareness. And he's gotten better, and he's been patient. He's been those balls he's thrown. You seen him throw with the free safety in the middle. He hit the seam route
right,
about as good as I've seen. You know,
that was impressive, Coach. One of the things, and I know you take great pride in, is the physicality part of the game. In week one, Mississippi State wasn't trying to run the ball. But what had to frustrate you this week is watching Missouri run the ball and the open lanes they had up front. Because to me, listen, if you're going to be – if I put you in a one-dimensional state, you're not going to beat me, you know, because that quarterback's got to make throw after throw after throw. But when they can run it and they got you in the rocking chair, it becomes much more difficult.
And, you know, Coach O, along those lines, do we have any dogs? You know what I'm talking about? Dog, I'm talking about when you had the U – and you got guys that are freaking dogs. You know what I mean? Not like everyone's looking at each other. Okay, what are we going to do? How about take the leadership and be a dog?
Yeah. Well, you know, Warren Sapp ain't there. I can promise you that. But we have some good players. We have some and we have some guys. Look, we moved some guys around this week. We're a little light up front. We moved some heavier guys up in there. We're going to play things a little bit different. Fitting the run a little bit better. We just got to be able to execute. Got to be more physical, use our hands, and play with gap integrity and tackle. And we cannot let the running back run through the line unimpeded.
Coach, one of the things, this was maybe 3 years ago, maybe four. We had the Louisiana Line camp, Pete Jenkins and I. And I wrote an article a week before saying that I see the game changing radically, and it's going to affect the Southeast Conference. And the fact that when Pete would blow that whistle, tweet, tweet, linemen go over here, offensive linemen here, defensive tackles here, and pass rushers, defensive ends, outside linebackers, y'all go over here. Man, listen, if I was standing in front of the defensive ends and outside linebackers, I couldn't have got run over. I mean, it was like six guys sort of roll around me. I think what's happening in the SEC has happened across college football, and the fact that, man, the pitch and catch game, because 7-on-7, is so good, and now you got all these guys who are 6'3", 6'4", 6'5". They had to play defense years ago. Now, man, I don't want to play. I'm playing wide receiver or tight end. The shortage of those top pass rushers are showing up. Man, I watch Alabama. They didn't get a glove on Corral most of the game on Matt.
Yep.
And so, you know, again, I think you can talk about scheme and how you play it. Also, too, this comes down to personnel. That no you don't question. Have that no guy question. Anymore.
Well, we don't need the SEC defenses looking like the damn Big 12.
Well, that's what you got, though, to a certain extent.
Come on, it can't be a track meet. Because if you're in a track meet game, Coach O, I say this all the time. I don't know. You win some, you lose some. You're a 500-type team. That's never good. That's never good. I believe, like you said, we still can play dominant defense.
Yes, I do believe that. And, you know, I thought going into the season that we could have scored at least 30 points. And I thought we'd hold people to 20 points or less. And I knew we could win games doing that. But we cannot win games. Well, the defense that I saw in camp was outstanding. And now, obviously, we've had some two bad games. Well, we got to bounce back. We got a lot of football left. And all we're doing is concentrating on getting better to beat the Florida Gators.
Well, Coach O, I can tell you, if you're talking to high school coaches, or they trying to develop young talent. If you a top edge rusher, you get paid a lot of money in the NFL. You know, everybody wants
to be
the
receiver.
But it's
not the glamour position. But they want to catch it.
All I know is
I'm just telling you.
If the parents tell me, show me the money. I mean, all I know is if you could sack the quarterback and you can get after that, that's as prized as any top receiver.
No,
Mike.
You can find, and this is just my opinion, I think you can find a top quarterback quicker than a top edge rusher today.
Well, and that's
a
shame.
I think we have a couple of edge rushers, and Ali Gay, who's done fairly well.
Right.
And B.J. Ujulari, who's a young freshman from Marietta, Georgia. Yeah, believe it or not, him and Eric Gilbert were teammates on the same team. and I think that guy's going to be an outstanding football player. So pleased with Eric Gilbert and the way he's playing.
Coach, one of the linemen that I saw, and sort of a developmental guy here, because I think he came in not a – heavy guy, is Cam Warr. Your impressions in watching Cam early on this season?
You know, he's grown. And it's all about development. You know, with the reason we recruited him because he was very athletic. But we knew he had to gain weight, and now he's gained weight. He's bigger, stronger, and I think he's played outstanding.
Is he a guy that you could see potentially somewhere down the line playing right tackle instead of left?
Oh, no question. No question, you can. We just need him there. We're thin at left tackle, and you know, when somebody gets hurt, he's a starter. In fact, he's probably going to start for us this week.
Okay.
Now, Coach O, how do you coach this? Because that's why I couldn't coach. Because they would kick me out. They'd say I'm an old fart and all that. but when I look at, like, you coming out the backfield, your receiver, God gave you two hands for a reason. Now, if you're fighting in the hole in your one arm to make a one-handed catch. I'm looking at Emory. Why are you trying to catch with one hand on the sidelines? Why not put up two hands and catch the ball? I mean,
that's where he has to improve. You know, Bobby, he's improved at running the football. He has improved in his ball security. But that's where we're missing. We're missing Clyde coming out the backfield. We're not throwing the ball to the backfield enough because of that reason. Those guys are not versed like Clyde was. And again, it took Clyde a while. You know, one of the things I'm really proud of, and you mentioned it, that we're plus six in the turnover ratio.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's, think about that.
Yeah. Now, if you do that, we should be undefeated. You know that. Come on. Yeah.
Well, you know, and you look at it, and you know, hindsight's 20/20. We're a couple of plays here and there. So what I'm telling our team is we're not that far off. Obviously, it's very disappointing to be 1-2, but we've got to shrug that off. We can't let Missouri beat us twice and on to Florida.
Right.
Coach, one of the things I had a retired coach tell me this summer, he was like, but you know, you're not going to appreciate the leadership, the toughness, the hard work, the focus and dedication of what a team gives you until those guys aren't there anymore. And he said, listen, I know LSU is really talented, but last year's team, they were so focused. Their dedication was, we're going to win this, but we're going to take it one game at a time. And he said, listen, that's not something a young player knows. He's never been through that experience, and that's something I see happening today. But actually, I had a coach told me that back in June. He said, I'm just telling you, Mike, it's not that easy to just say reload the gun. It's the culture, the dedication, what you got to put into this game each and every year to get the most out of playing for everybody, not just for yourself.
That's right. You know, that championship team, most of those guys had lost to Troy, and they'd been around here. And they had grit and that courage. And I think we ended up winning 9 or 10 games that year. And then Joe comes in. You know, Joe lost to Florida his first year. His first year wasn't the best, but they stuck together. I think that it's a combination of being together, and it's a combination of great players also. Those guys, we had 4 first-round draft choices on offense, and those guys are tearing up the NFL right now.
Coach, one of the things, too, is about leadership. When you've got people that have not been in that spot at this level, they may have been a leader in high school. You find out your leaders during difficult times, not the easy times, right, the most difficult times. And I think that you're fixing to find out about your leadership on this team, player-wise, real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, we're fixing to find out. And we know a little bit about our leadership, but it's not quite where we want it yet. But I'll tell you this, man. Our guys have had a great practice today. I believe in those guys, and you know we got to look forward to it.
Now, Coach O, now obviously the skill positions, and obviously you can dominate a game and have explosive plays. But if you just go back to, and you know this is old school, new school, it still works. If you're winning in the trenches, and the offensive and defensive line. That I know you have a chance. You always have a chance if you're winning at the line of scrimmage, offensive, defensive line. I know you stress that.
Yes, there's no question. We tell them it's a big man game. It all starts up front. That's what we got to improve on. We got to run the ball better, and we got to protect the quarterback better. We got to stop the run. And I think we've been rushing the passer pretty good. I think that's one thing that we have done in this defense, but we got to be able to stop the run.
Coach, thanks so much for spending some time with us this afternoon. We really appreciate it.
All right, man. Y'all go eat some gumbo from Coco down there.
All right, we'll do.
All right, Junior.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.